Now, on 3AW, this is Afternoons with Tony Moclair. Until 3.
Good afternoon. It is Afternoons. I'm Tony Moclair. It's great to have your company. And please drop us a line, won't you? Afternoons at 3AW.com.au or dial 133693. I'm keen to know what's gone wrong on your flight. This is not talking about planes for the sake of it, but because it was in the news. And a frightening thing to have happen if you're halfway between Australia and New Zealand. It's a frightening thing to have happen no matter where you are. Yesterday, 12 people on board a Chilean airline, or LATAM, a 787 from Sydney to Auckland were hospitalised. One person remains in hospital in a serious condition. The aircraft with 263 passengers and 9 cabin crew arrived at Auckland. It was one of those flights where people applauded when it landed. I wonder if you've been on one of those flights. A technical fault has been blamed. What's very interesting about this is turbulence has been ruled out. So the plane's flying along and then suddenly fell, it seems, and people who weren't wearing their seatbelts hit the roof of the aircraft. You can imagine how violent that would be. So there are many questions about this. I'm not the expert on this, but I'm about to speak to one. But I do want to know in the meantime, what has gone wrong on your flight? 133693. Something big, something small. Just keen to know. And do you think aviation or commercial aviation is still as safe as it was? Joining me on the line to talk about this and how safe it is to fly, a man who has all the facts and figures. The aircraft involved is a Boeing, so let's call that a Ford. This man is an Airbus man, so he loves his Holdens. He's James Nixon, author, speaker, and retired A380 captain. Good afternoon, James.
Good day, Tony. And this is one of those days when you need a comfort animal. I got to tell you.
That's true.
Just imagine what the comfort mini horse would have been doing when this happened.
I tell you, if it was a comfort pig, it would be flying.
There'd be hoof marks on the roof.
There sure would. Crikey. So now it's interesting. They've come out ahead of this and they've said, no, it wasn't turbulence, which was my first thought. James, they've said the instrument, electronic flight instrument system blacked out. I would have thought redundancy. It's been built into Boeing airliners since year dot. Has that failed in this case?
No, not at all. This is how it works, unfortunately. I had this happening across in an Airbus A330 going across from India, from the bottom of India back to Dubai, over the middle of the Arabian Sea, way up high, down looking over the ocean. Luckily, it was daytime. And there's this huge bang, and all the screens go. And that was just a generator failure. And you look at each other, and I looked out the window and thought, it's a long way down. There's a lot of water there. Mm. And then I realised that the engines were still going because they were nice and rumbling along.
Yeah.
And then there's another bang, and all of a sudden the other generator kicked in, and the whole thing started back up again. This is what happens with redundancy. It goes from one system to the other. It does a self-test before it, you know, sticks the other system online.
Yep.
And in this case, probably the autopilot went from one side to the other. So generator's on engine number one, maybe, and the pilot's flying, he'd be using the number one autopilot. Well, if that kicked out, and then they put number two in, and if two, for example, the first officer's instruments are reading the altitude maybe 20 feet lower than the captain's side.
Does that explain the drop, the sudden drop?
Yeah.
Right, okay,
yeah.
Gotcha.
This happens if you're, say, for example, when you're leaving the flight deck for crew rest and you're handing over to another crew, that the first officer for that crew is going to be operating the airplane. So they'll take the autopilot from one to the other so that they're switching over roles officially.
To the pilot in command,
Yeah, and sometimes there's a thunk and it drops down 5 or 10 feet because, these autopilots are updating about 20 times a second.
Yeah.
And they're getting all their information, 2 GPSs, 3 inertial nav systems, and so sometimes there's a tiny difference between the two.
Okay, do pilots, and I guess we all know the answer to this, but do pilots train for exactly this sort of contingency, James?
Yeah, we practice this in the sim. You know, this is, if it's a generator failure, it could be a hydraulic failure. It could also be finger trouble, but we're not going to mention finger trouble because...
What, fat fingers, as it's known, where somebody just presses the wrong button?
Well, you know, there were these guys flying for an Asian airline, and I won't mention which one it was, and they were flying over Alice Springs in an A330 when they first came out. And these guys thought they would do a fuel transfer and even up the fuel. So they just reached up in the middle of the overhead panel and just punched a whole heap of buttons, thinking they were the fuel pumps that they were taking off on one side.
Yeah.
So the fuel tanks would transfer from one to the other, and turned off hydraulic systems, which was really clever.
Okay.
You know, people don't know what the hydraulics are, but it's like the blood of the airplane.
Yeah, yeah. They're pretty important. They operate everything, all the flight control services and all the rest of it. James, I want to know, I mean, we've seen incidents. If you were watching the news recently, you would have seen a tyre come off a Boeing 777, a United 777. There seems to have been a run of accidents lately. Some have featured Boeings more than others. Is there an uptick, or does it just mean that there's more aircraft in the sky, therefore more things are likely to happen, but nobody's died?
Let's pick on Airbus. Let's pick on United for a second. It's the oldest airline in the world, set up by Bill Boeing. Goes way, way back. They just had a bad day. In fact, they've had a few bad days. In the last few days, they've had 5 incidents, but they're not all the same airplane. They had a 737 sucked up bubble wrap at Houston while it was going down the runway. Ooh, bubble wrap.
Yeah.
And caused a compressor stall for the engine, so it took off. It had an engine failure, had to come back.
Can I just point out, compressor stall was what killed Goose in Top Gun. If you want to know, the F-14 suffered a compressor stall, and that was the end of a great radio intercept officer. But I'm interrupting you, James.
And a very good piano player. Next day, they had the 777 taking off out of San Francisco, and one of the bogies, left bogey, the last wheel on the left bogey fell off, squashed a car in the car park.
Nobody died.
That's right. Next day, they had a 737... taxiing around. It looks like it's in the fog. I think it's been pretty mean of people not to have mentioned, but if you look at the video from the TV station of the passengers getting on the buses, it's pretty foggy. So it might have been early in the morning with fog, and they've just taxied off the fillet of the taxiway between one taxiway and the other, and put the plane in the mud. And then an A320, so that's not even an Airbus.
Okay, here we go. There's an Airbus, yeah.
It was going from San Francisco to Mexico, and a beam, Los Angeles, had a hydraulic problem, so they've gone into LA. And then yesterday, and the reason we are covering this up, because LATAM happened at the same time, but a 787 took off from Sydney to Los Angeles yesterday, had a hydraulic failure, and then decided to bring it back to Sydney rather than go all the way across the Pacific, which they could do. They could do all that because it's got 2 backup systems. So, you know, it's much more robust than people think.
That's true. There's an enormous amount of design and learned and lived experience that goes into every aircraft design. James, delightful to speak to you. I hope you put minds at rest with that one, and we wish everyone safe skies.
Can I just say one thing?
Yep.
Please. Wear your seatbelt.
Yes.
Now, this airplane's a small airplane. It takes two 787s to make up an A380. But out of 267 passengers, there were 50 people without seatbelts on. Now, that's just unacceptable. We finish every PA with this phrase. Please make sure you have your seatbelt securely fastened like we do up here in the flight deck.
Oh, it's the one bit of advice to come out of this. And you're right. I believe at the time of the incident, the seatbelt sign was not on. But as a matter of just practicality, always keep it on no matter what you're doing. Thank you for that, James. Well said.
We don't have the seatbelt sign on very often because it means that mums with kids in the bassinets in the forward part of the cabins have to then hold that baby in their arms.
Ooh, okay.
So we try not to have the seatbelt sign on unless we really think it's going to be necessary.
Expert insight. Thank you, James. Really appreciate it. James Nixon, author, speaker, and retired Airbus A380 captain.